The Gemara says in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that part of the Seder Taanis was that they would put Efer Beresh Kol Echad V'Echad. They would put these ashes on top of everyone's head. What's the reason for that Efer? So the Gemara says, going to Raman Amar, Kedesh Yizkalanu Efer Shel Yitzchak, it's to remember the Efer of Yitzchak, the Schus of the Akedah. Now the obvious question is that there was no Efer Shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak was never burnt. There was no Efer. So what does it mean to remember the Efer of Yitzchak? And the truth is, this is a lashon which you find a couple of times throughout Shas and Chazal that they refer to the Efer of Yitzchak. The Mashal Gemara in Brachas and Daf Samach Beis and Beis that says over there that the Malach saw something and he was married that tzchus of Hashkes Ra Hashem beYinachim. What did the Malach see? The Gemara says Efer Shel Yitzchak Ra. He saw the Efer of Yitzchak. And the same Kasha. What does it mean Efer Shel Yitzchak? There was no Efer of Yitzchak over there. The Marsha asked the Kasha. And the Marsha says maybe it means the Efer of the Isle that was Nikrav Tachas Yitzchak, but doesn't mean the actual Efer of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was never burnt. The Yavitz over here says a similar thing. The Yavitz is bothered that there was no Efer Shel Yitzchak. He's really asking this speaker on Taisus earlier on Tesvav and Bez, who says a Gvaldik and Chiddush. Taisus says that the Efer came from an Efer of an Etzem of an Adam, from a human bone, which is not very hard to understand. But the Yavitz says, well, so Taisus says because it's an Efer, it's a Zecher to the Akedas Yitzchak, which was an Etzem of an Adam. So in fact, the Yavitz, but Yitzchak was never burnt. There was no Etzem Adam over there. And the Yavitz seems to learn it was really Efer Shel Yitzchak means the Efer of the Etzem. So he doesn't understand B'chlal why you need to have the Efer of a bone. But Al Kopanim, you see from both the Marshan and the Yavitz, they're learning it Nakab Shute. It doesn't mean the actual Efer of Yitzchak. Either it means the Efer of the Ayel or the Efer of the Etzem. The Lamaisa, it seems to be, you could say, a more Pashup Shad over here in the Gemara. If you look in the Pirkei de Blazer in Perek Lamed Aleph, the Pirkei de Blazer says a Gevaldike Chiddush, and it says that Yitzchak Taka did die during the Akedah. It says when the Sakin reached Yitzchak's neck, so Parcha Nishmasa, he died, and then Akedah Shbarcha was Machzer Nishmasa to him, he brought his Neshama back to him, and that's when he was Mesak in the Bracha of Baruch Mechaya HaMason. That's how the Pirkei Avos says it. The Radal and his B over there brings down from different Rishonim who add a little bit more to what the Pirkei Avos says. And they say that not only did Yitzchak die, but he mamish was Menasa Deshan. He turned into ashes by Efer Mushlach al Har Maria. His Efer was scattered on Har Maria. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Tashal Tchia, and he was Mechayim again. He did Tchia Samesim and he brought him back to life. So feed these Rishonim and what's Merum is in the Perek Da Blazer, you see that Itaka died and Imamish turned into Efer. Imamish became Efer and Zakhtar Radal. He says, Lefi this, you can be Miyashav Kipshutai, this Lashon of Efer Shel Yitzchak that we find B'chol Makam and Shas. He brings the Gemara and Brachas, he brings the Gemara and Tainas, the Gemara and Zvachim and Samach Beis. He says it's Kipshutai, it literally means the ashes of Yitzchak. You don't have to be Machik that it means the Isle or something else, because their Taka was Efer Shel Yitzchak. That's the Gemara of the Radal based on the Perek Da Blazer.